Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 1 o'clock hour here on a Monday. Hope you guys are having a great day, had a good weekend. It's all about CAGS. Tomorrow is all CAGS day. Like, it's CAGS day on the show, at the station, full blown. Let us know if you're going to St. Louis. Somebody else just texted in, said they've seen him in Springfield with us on the trip. I met him in Omaha on Friday. He said he's thinking about going to St. Louis. I think he said he is in St. Louis.
He's going.
Gave us his seat that he's in as well. So if you're making the trip to St. Louis tomorrow, let us know. We're going to be there. It's going to be a very quick trip for us, but we're going to be there tomorrow. We'll try to maybe have a chance to meet up with you, but we're broadcasting from a studio, so we won't have like a public show tomorrow, if that makes sense. But
it turns out the Cardinals don't want to just let us broadcast right out in front of their stadium.
We'll be in
promoting a Royals player, although they should, you know, they should let us do that.
So we'll be driving there tonight. Maybe we'll do. I don't know if we'll go live, but maybe we'll do a video tonight as we're you're driving, so I can turn on the video. Cody, of course, will have two hands on the wheel the entire time.
Cruise control, baby. You know how I roll.
I'm in the passenger seat. I can crack open a beer, and we can go live on Facebook or Twitter later on the drive to St. Louis.
I think
tonight.
At some point we should, right?
Yeah, I think we
will. This is a very impromptu started texting about Jack, and we're like, oh man, the station's got to have, we want the station to have a presence there, right? This is a big debut. But while acknowledging us getting there could be a bit of a challenge, so we didn't think that was necessarily a thing that was going to happen. Worked out some details this morning, got clearance from the wife. I'm good to go. I'm free and clear, yeah, I guess. I'm driving back late Wednesday night after the game, but so I'll just
good
prepare
luck.
Tuesday night after the game. So preparation Wednesday, I'm going to need Jack to hit like 2-3 homers or something in the game. So it feels like I just got like a cup of coffee. First thing,
it'll be a quick little turnaround, but it's going to be fun. This is what, honestly, like, you know, these are the fun days, the fun shows.
Impromptu Cody and Gold road trip, you know?
This is fun. Everybody should be excited about it. And we, you know, are fortunate to be in a position where we can pull this off over the next couple of days. So.
Is there anything that St. Louis is famous for food-wise? Do you guys
want to have? Ravioli and bad pizza.
I don't think we're going to have time. I would love to go to the Hill, which is the Italian spot.
Fried ravioli.
I just don't think we're gonna have time. We're not gonna get in till after 10 tonight, and then tomorrow we're very busy all day. Yeah, and so now I don't think we'll have time. But very good Italian food there. I don't like Prevail cheese on my pizza, so I'm out on the pizza game there. But yeah,
people are already giving us a heads up about construction.
White Castle. If you want some, smell up Cody's car on the drive back. We'll just smell up the car on the whole drive back tomorrow.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, we're getting 9:30 p.m. White Castle. How many bathroom breaks are you planning on the way home?
None.
Let's be real.
None.
I'm trying to go to the bathroom, fill up the gas tank, and drive three and a half straight hours until we're home.
We'll have to talk about this more tomorrow. I don't know what the approximate ETA of us getting back from the game tomorrow night is. Like, I don't know if that's a 2:30, 3 a.m. thing. And then
depends on how quick the baseball game is.
At that point, just come straight to work, I feel like. Try to get 2 hours of sleep? I don't know.
I tried to get sleep when we got back from, when we took a red eye back from the Super Bowl after the Chiefs won. And we got home at like, I got home at like 2 that day, and I took a little power nap.
Someone says you can't have an open container in the car. As a passenger in Missouri, is that a law that just changed?
I'm pretty sure
that just changed because you have for the past 30 years.
Pretty sure in Missouri. Yeah. I'm not telling you. Make your own decisions in life, typically speaking. Look up the laws relevant to your state. I was always told that. Maybe that's like an urban myth in Missouri. I was always told that I thought
as
a passenger.
In Missouri, there's no statewide open container. Like, drivers are prohibited. Duh. Passengers, however, who are of legal drinking age can consume alcohol in a vehicle.
So, there you go.
I don't know. Yeah. Missouri law does not prohibit passengers of vehicle from carrying. So I don't know what that person think we're driving to a different state. I don't know.
Somebody said when your wife said yes to this. The woman you neglect on Mother's
Day. That's true.
I did not this year. We went to California. I got her presents. I took care of. Maybe I should just say, hey, I need nothing for Father's Day in exchange for having to go. Paul, so this is like a work thing. I truthfully wouldn't be going if it wasn't for work.
Someone, 913-586-7965 says, does Cody sing his songs only while driving? That's not allowed.
Could you imagine if I just made you listen?
I'd be driving separate. I would be driving
separate. I have 3.5 hours worth of work. We'd have to repeat them after a while.
I would be driving separate. If you told me Cody was just playing his songs over and over, I mean, honestly, I would. Oh my gosh.
I will say, I will play songs over and over in the car when I'm trying to learn a song to do.
Okay.
So like, I do have a song in mind for CAGS, but now because of when we're leaving for this trip, a bit of a time crunch.
Yeah.
Not totally sure I can get it done. I am absolutely going to attempt, but a time crunch might make this a Wednesday song somehow.
Yeah. I mean, if someone just wants to fund it, I'll just do road trips every weekend. I'm kind of digging this. It's been this way for the last
Springfield and Omaha and now St. Louis.
I'll just do it every weekend. If I didn't have a dog, I would be, let's just do it every weekend. Just like they're in Chicago this weekend. So why not? Let's just drive to Chicago too while we're at it. We'll just keep it going. No big deal.
I mean, that one, maybe just like a 1 hour flight,
Yeah. I looked at flights, by the way, last night. Just, I was like,
St. Louis or
yeah. Do you know how much they were trying to charge last minute to drive to fly to St. Louis? You have a guess?
$275.
$800.
Whoa. Excuse me?
Yeah, it's crazy. Then I looked, someone was like, why don't you just take an Amtrak? Well, one, that was only $50, but the problem with the Amtrak is
$800 to St. Louis? I think I could take a limo to St. Louis.
Yeah,
I might be able to rent a private plane.
The problem is $800. The Amtrak. We would have to miss the show, so we're driving tonight. If you could guarantee us like signal on the Amtrak, that'd be a funny show. The entire show is just on a train in the middle of Missouri the entire time.
That would be fun. I still can't believe I can't get over the fact that you said it was $800 to fly to St. Louis.
I did not look it up. Somebody texted me that last night. In fairness,
all right.
So I don't know, but we're driving. Let's see. Not flying.
Departing. I'm just going. Really?
Still open to private. Trip, right? Still open to private jet. If you guys have access to that, we will gladly take a seat or two. Yeah. Yeah.
If you have a private jet,
specifically
let us
a private
know.
Jet that leaves St. Louis after the game tomorrow, that would be really nice.
Yeah. Just
Sorry, Cody. You're gonna have to drive back.
God, that would suck. Somebody offers just one of us a private jet seat. Oh, it'd be brutal. I wouldn't blame you. I mean, you definitely should take that plane.
Someone said the Amtrak to St. Louis is longer than it takes to drive there. Yeah, I believe it. They stop in all those small towns and stuff. Yeah, I believe that.
I'll tell you what, it really is.
The airfare is insane.
It's the price getting out there today that they're trying to get you on. The price back is not bad, but the price there.
It's a Monday, last minute.
Yeah, they're trying to. They're proud of those prices.
It's because they know who's in town.
Proud of those prices.
It's because they know who's in town.
Yeah. Southwest is changing their flights for CAGS.
Someone says you got 3.5 hours to write a duet and perform it live on the air on Tuesday.
That would be great.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. Boy, you'd hate that song by the end of that road trip, man.
Oh yes, I would. All right. Tomorrow we'll talk expectations statistically and everything for CAGS. Yeah. But the rookie of the year market is now going to be really fun to watch. Last year, we had the luxury of looking at the MVP market all year because Bobby was right there with Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it was neck and neck.
This year, the MVP market, it's Aaron Judge.
It's over already.
The rookie of the year market is led by Jacob Wilson of the A's. He's having a heck of a rookie season. He's hitting .350. He also was up immediately. He was on the opening day roster for the A's. And so he has an edge. He's minus .400, depending on the book, to win it. CAGS getting called up tomorrow for the game gives him at least a shot. I still think a lot has to go right. If he would have been 3 weeks from now, to me, it would have been 0% because you just would have missed too many games. You can't make it up. he's got a shot because it's still the 1st of June and only 2 months of baseball or so have been played. But he's got to catch the headlines, and he's got the ability maybe to do it. But from a rookie of the year perspective, it's got to be impressive with the home runs. It's got to be the big moments. Almost. You know, next week there's two games on national TV against the Yankees. You do it on that stage. That
you go
kind
toe
of stuff.
For toe against Aaron Judge because it's in not, a big time moment like Shohei and him did last weekend.
Yeah, because it's not just that Jacob Wilson is got 2 weeks or 2 months on him. It's that he's playing really well. Cags was 40-1 to win rookie of the year 24 hours ago. He's now, depending on the book, 15-1 or 9-1. Someone sent us a screenshot earlier on Twitter that in March bet Cags to win rookie of the year, Cody, 50-1. They bet $500 to win, what is that, $25,000?
Oh, man. I mean, look, I hope you win it. It's obviously good for everyone, but it's a long shot for a reason. There's a reason why it's still 9-1, 10-1, even though the guy hasn't stepped foot on the field, and that's because the narrative can shift fast. Because he hits four home runs this week, Golden. One's a walk-off, or or he hits one against the Yankees off Aaron Judge, or not off Aaron Judge, but after he hits one, whatever. The narrative can swing very quickly. He's up against Jacob. The problem with Jacob Wilson, there's plenty of years where a rookie of the year in the American League is some dude who nobody, and I'll say this, playing for the Athletics helps Jack, because Jacob Wilson doesn't play for a big-time team. Not saying that Jack Caglione does, but like the Royals are a better team than the Athletics and have more cachet. He's a Yankee, probably a different story or whatever. But Jacob Wilson is not just hitting 270 with, you know, he's going to finish the season with 17 homers and 60 RBI. Because there's a lot of rookie of the year years golded in that way. He's hitting 350. People are going to pay attention to that. So unless he takes a sizable drop-off, it's going to be hard for Jack unless he just hits a bunch of homers.
It's possible. I just think it's definitely a long shot. You know, our boss had a 40-1 ticket. Feel good about it now that it's 9-1 or whatever, that you have a 41 ticket. You still are playing catch up.
Yeah. By a lot. I mean, he still might. What do you say? Minus what? Jacob Wilson?
350 to 400.
Okay. So he's a heavy favorite, this, though, but it's not like completely runaway yet.
So it'll be fun to watch. And the odds, there's a good chance the odds shrink. I mean, if he gets off to a good start, you'll see the gap narrow, but it's just, you know, you don't want anybody to get hurt, right? But it might take Jacob Wilson missing games for him to get it done. For the Royals' sake, if he wins it, you get a draft pick. If you finish in the top three, I think you get an international pick.
And you'll still have all the chance for him to finish in the top three of MVP to get other picks, like Bobby Wood Jr. did.
Yeah, next year.
And that all comes relative to this, like, they were trying not to have you hold top prospects back. And what's funny about this is, this has nothing to do with that. Like, the initial calling up of Cags was just because they need him. They need offense. And he was showing in double and triple A that he was capable of doing that. I will say his 15 home runs and the number of games he played in minor league baseball is essentially equivalent to a 50 home run season, Gold. So if he can continue that pace, he'd be looking at 35 homers the rest of the way. I don't know if he's actually going to hit 35 homers the rest of the way. That seems unlikely, but not impossible at this point. And if he does that, then it won't really matter what his average is, and it won't matter what Jacob Wilson's is. If he hits 30 to 35 home runs, he will win Rookie of the Year. It was a good bet.
Say that.
If he hits 30 to 35 homers, he will win it. I'm just saying then it won't matter what Jacob Wilson does. Yeah. He won't need him to drop off. It'll just make do.
Yes. If
Pete Alonso hit 50 his rookie year, didn't he?
If Cags hits 30 right away, then it's just, I mean, then we are, then we are,
done that.
Yeah, then we are talking
Moose,
about
Balboni,
I mean, if that happens,
Sally,
then we're talking about four. If that happens, then we are talking about next year him winning MVP. Okay, that's if he did that his rookie season.
What is the most home runs for a rookie ever?
Oh, that's
is
a great question.
Because Judge, it's him or Alonso. It's got to be, because Judge and Alonso both hit like a ton their rookie year. I got it. Pete Alonso, 53 home runs.
But he played all year.
No, that's why I said 35, not 53. Not crazy.
Yeah.
I said if. I didn't say he will.
Who's the
will.
Leader in home runs right now? How many did
Raleigh?
Judge have?
No, Judge, probably.
Judge or Otani or somebody. Yeah.
Because if they have 20, then you just subtract that from the 53, and then that's
Alonso had 53 in 2019. Judge in his rookie year, 52 in 2017. Mark McGwire hit 49 in 87. Cody Bellinger hit 39 in 2017. Frank Robinson in 1956 hit 38.
13 players ever who have hit 35 home runs or more in their rookie season. I'm going to guess most of those guys played more than 102 games. They all did, by the way. They all played 140 or more.
Let's, come on now.
I would take 20.
Someone says, do you know if this means he'll get a rookie card in one of the Topps releases this year? I believe there's a chance someone said Topps Chrome or Topps Update maybe later in like October, September.
And
it could have the rookie patch in it. So, yeah, if you thought his card market was great before, and if he were to have success instantly in the big leagues, it would be that much better.
So you're not setting the over-under at 30.5, 29.5 for Cags, huh?
No, if we're being like, if we're being realistic, I actually would set the number at like 16.5. And I bet you I wouldn't find a single person on the text line that wouldn't take the over.
No, not in Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
You might nationally find some people that take that, but you certainly wouldn't find anybody on in this market saying that. No, it seems pretty unlikely, I would say, that that be the case. But I'm still looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, man. This is fun. Everybody should be fired up. We should be excited just
before
for this moment.
And 30, you know, like now the world's anything's possible.
Well, just wait. If somehow he were to hit a home run in his debut, you'd think the expectations next Tuesday, like that's what's fun to, no matter what, next Tuesday is going to be special at the K. But if he were to have a good road trip in his first five games in the big leagues and continue the run that he's had through the minors, and he did that somehow against St. Louis, and then I think the White Sox this weekend, that's a nice landing spot for him. Yeah. White Sox this weekend. Then on Tuesday, it will just be even more insane. Just nuts at Kauffman if he comes off a road trip where he hits a home run and hits a nice average or something like that.
Just wait for what Tuesday will be if he does that. I will say the Jack Caglione era is just getting ready to start, so we're all excited about that. The end of an era took place over the weekend as we got the final conclusion of the Pacers heading to the NBA Finals against the Thunder. TNT, Ernie, Shaq, we know the whole crew by now. They've obviously had an incredible run, and it's largely considered, I would say, the best studio show on the planet.
Yeah, any
Ernie,
sport.
Ernie Johnson did the sign-off for this, and I'll be honest, it did feel like a moment of like a passing of the era of this, even though the show's going to continue, but we can talk about our concerns over that in a minute. This is what Ernie said at the end of the TNT sign-off.
So I'm grateful for that, and also grateful that we have members of our crew who are going to go work at NBC or work at Amazon, and you know how they got those jobs? Because their resume says NBA on TNT. So thank you. We have been honored to do this. And we look forward. The four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen, the nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT.
And so, I guess that's what it comes down to. It's an incredible show. It's worked so well. It's got a truly unique personality. I am terrified ESPN is going to ruin it.
Well,
I don't know. Is that?
Everybody is.
I think even Ernie say, it's going to be on ESPN. Oh, God. I don't need it inundated with the barking sports content that exists sometimes on that platform and has really taken over some of the sports media space. I don't need Pat McAfee kicking in a Kool-Aid man costume being like NBA on TNT, baby. I don't need it. I don't need it. That show works as it is. Isn't everyone a little afraid?
I'm glad they're having
go ahead, Drew.
The fact that they're doing the production crew as well, no offense to ESPN, but it's not like ESPN is running the show. They're doing everything with the collective space of everybody who has been doing it, which is a good thing at least.
I think production-wise, it's going to be the same. The question is going to be, does Stephen A. Smith and other personalities start to integrate themselves into the show, and does that throw it off and ruin it? I think that's a fair concern. I still think the move, as big of a deal as it is, we also have to remember, it's not like Ernie Johnson and Shaq and Chuck and Kenny Smith were going to do this for another 10 years anyway. So to me, we're talking about, can it be the same for another 2 to 4 years? Because after that, there's a good chance some of those guys are retiring from broadcasting. Eventually, there will be another iteration of that show. It'll never be as good. But I think there's a chance that you can still have a couple more years. But for those that are upset that they're going to ESPN, the show itself, the NBA season is not ending. Like the way people are, it's an NBA, you know, it's won plenty of awards, but like, it's not like the NBA is going away for 5 years and never coming back. I mean, it is a show we all love, but like, let's also, you know, pump the brakes a little bit with what they're having the exact same people, and the NBA product is not changing next season.
No. And yes. And so for next year, I think just as long as they try to keep it true to its form a little bit, there'll be no downslide. But someone's like, maybe it'll be more commercials and shorter
That's
segments.
Bill Simmons.
And my problem is that
I could see that.
In my time in being on any kind of media side, I have never in my, and this, you know what, actually, this has nothing to do with media. This just has to do with workplaces and bosses. I have never in my life been in a workplace in which management or your manager or you change station and that person didn't think they could make something better and force you to change a thing about it. And not all the time. Sometimes those things do work, but a lot of times it's just because you're like, well, it's ours now, so we should make it ours and let's change stuff. And in this case, that show needs no adjustment. It is great in its current form. Let it live. Let the people who handle the show and the creative on that show continue to handle it. And just take this already prepackaged property that works great and just keep it.
There's
That's
a reason why.
I don't know what's going to happen, Gold, but just please keep it.
There's a reason why their show is coming, essentially, as Shaq was saying multiple times, to take over your network because they're better than anything that you've got. I'm excited for it. I'm glad that they get to still be around. But I like you said, Cody, I think there is some nervousness just that they're going to switch up something or the breaks are going to be different or they're going to try to.
I mean, the commercial break thing is just kind of like.
It is what it is. I think, but them I think to your point, Gold, them interjecting Stephen A. or in particular Kendrick Perkins, who Charles Barkley has bashed multiple times on national television.
I can't create some fun TV.
I mean, I will say it would be interesting.
I do like beef.
It would be very interesting.
Yeah. I'm hoping. I'm hoping that they
fingers
keep the spirit, you know?
All right. Up next, we will get to what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We'll talk a little bit more about the Royals' bigger picture away from Cags for a second with what happened over the weekend against the Tigers. And Drew did get people fired up with a tweet. I promise you, we will get to that one final.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All time. Next.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by our friends over at Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. News of the day, of course. I guess you'd at this point be living under a rock, but Jack Caglione...
Certainly weren't listening to this show for the last 3.5 hours.
Jack Caglione has been called up from AAA Omaha. He will make his debut tomorrow. As Joe Goldberg joked, we don't know where in the lineup. We don't know where he's playing. Maybe they ease him in and DH him instead of playing him in the corner. But
somebody's
come on,
am I safe to go out there? I'm like, yes, I didn't call him up to bench him.
He's playing, and he will be in the lineup tomorrow. We don't know where he's playing and all that, but... awesome news, of course, because this is a guy that fans have been talking about and excited about ever since he was drafted last July. And you look at the corresponding move. Yes, Darren Blanco had to be sent down to AAA. We'll see what the 40-man roster move is tomorrow. But they're ready to roll. It'll be Mike Lorenzen, by the way, on the mound tomorrow, if you're just wondering everything in the setup for that. We'll talk more about the Cardinals and everything. We'll be in St. Louis tomorrow for the game.
Show's
we'll
going out. Why not?
Doing the show tomorrow from St. Louis.
It feels pretty weird if you went to Omaha and to Springfield and then didn't make the drive to St. Louis. Look, if it was in L.A., this show would not be there. It's in St. Louis. It's drivable. Alex and I are going to carpool down there after the show today. Should be a good time out there at Busch Stadium tomorrow. Next up on What's Trending, the Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow, a 4-time Pro Bowl honoree and 7 NFL seasons, announced his retirement on social media earlier today. Quote, the past couple of months have been very trying as I come to the realization my football journey is ending and I'm officially retiring from the NFL. I have to listen to my body. One of the toughest and hardest decisions of my life. The Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout the process. So, big hit to the Detroit Lions offensive line. They did not draft a center in this most recent draft here. There were some thoughts that they were going through some contract stuff, at least on that end. I don't know if that factored into the decision-making in any way, but their starting center from the last 7 years retiring from the NFL.
That was definitely surprising.
Out of nowhere.
Definitely. Yeah. That's a big deal. That's more of a, like, if you were in Detroit today, you'd be talking about, oh my gosh, how concerned should you be? You lost Ben Johnson, you lost Aaron Glenn, and now you're losing your starting center. That's significant. It'll be interesting to see what that offense looks like. Elsewhere in what's trending, of course, the NBA Finals coming up a little bit later on this week. We now have that completely set. We know it's going to be Drew's Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder, significant favorites heading into a final series, but this should be really fun on Thursday. Maybe we'll have to make a wager with Drew or something at some point. He's the biggest Pacers fan I know, the only Pacers fan I know.
I'm not even sure he knew he was a Pacers fan two weeks ago. You know?
I'm not even sure, man.
He remembers.
I mean, that
hear him mention the Pacers in the first round. Conference finals.
Well, in fairness, they need to do something, you know? And the Pacers they're getting, this is the best, the most buzz they've had since they went to the finals in 2000. A lot of people kind of forget about the Pacers, you know?
Lastly on What's Trending, Kerryton Harrison has been named Employee of the Month at Odyssey.
Kind of, basically.
And I think that it's important. They don't call it that. I think that that's important to mention on this show.
He didn't even know.
That Kerryton has been honored by Odyssey Incorporated.
Here it is.
For being, can you tell me the exact title?
Did I delete it?
All-star?
Overachiever of the month?
I'm not Achiever, even not overachiever. Achiever of the month.
Achiever.
Not overachiever.
Oh,
relax.
Boy.
Achiever of the month. Achiever of the month.
Achiever of the month. Said for boosting the company morale around the office. So that's lastly here on What's Trending. You ever gotten an award from any of your companies? You ever been named Employee of the Month?
Something, yes.
I've never been named any of that.
Something.
Surprisingly, you know?
Yeah, something at you can tell really meant a lot to me.
Which place, like Best Buy or something?
I mean, it was many, many years ago.
when I was working at the concession stand back like at AJ Wilson, we were talking about, I worked at what they called the Shack, and it was at the time I worked there, it was a one-person booth. It was just there weren't multiple people. It was just one person working in like a shack. And I hung up and the boss got super mad at it. I hung up one time after like 3 months of working there by myself, an Employee of the Month thing that had my name on it. He's like, who the hell put this up here? I'm like, I gotta say, I'm working like 5 days a week. I am Employee of the Month.
It did also say in the email for Kerryton, he can park in the special parking spot if you want.
We have an all-star parking spot out in front of the building. Primo location. Dana Park. I think Dana Wright parks there pretty much every day anyway. But you can.
She just chooses to park there no matter what.
Yeah, I think so. So, look, she's the least of my concern in the parking department. These two people on the side of the building, I still can't
We've
explain what they're doing. It's crazy.
We got over this. We were sent an email 3 years ago not to park on the side of the building. So guess who parks on the side of the building every single day? Cody Tapp.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They haven't sent any follow-up emails on that. I don't like being lumped in with the two terrible parkers over on that side of the building.
Yeah.
There's a few of us that park there. We get two of them that are really bad.
Someone on the text line, because I was mentioning the lineup and stuff, maybe we can do this tomorrow on the show, but it is interesting. Like, do you think they should DH him at first? We can have a deeper convo tomorrow.
Right. He's going to have to play in right, so yeah. I don't really care if it's DH in the first game. If they want it to be, it's fine. But
there's two thoughts.
Right.
Like, two thoughts. One is, hey, ease him in. Let him focus on hitting night one. There's a lot going on in his mind, I'm sure. The other part is, hey, get it out of the way. Get his first game out of the way in right field or left field and be done with it. That's kind of where I'm at. But
he's going to have to do both eventually anyway, and you've called him up early enough to suggest that he's ready for this moment. So as far as I'm concerned, hit him fifth or sixth and let him play right.
Yeah.
So that's where he's going to get a majority of his innings.
We'll get into that maybe a little bit more tomorrow. I know Vern was on with the morning show today and was asked about just where, you know, Cash could hit in the lineup. This is what he expects.
Sandwich him between Vinny and Sal and let him kind of get his cuts in the league that way.
I don't know if I want to go left-left with Vinny and Cags. Right. I think Cags might end up in the five spot. The thing that I want, I want to see Michael Garcia get on the other side of those big fellas.
Mm-hmm.
With Cags, Salvi, and Vinny, there's not going to be very much action on the base paths. So you either want to clump those three together and acknowledge we ain't doing nothing when these guys are on the base paths. And if you do that, Michael needs to get up there with Bobby so mm-hmm. him and those two can get a little action going at the top of the lineup. So, you know, the India, Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Cags, Salvi, that's how I'd throw it out there. So Cags in the five spot, Michael moves up to the three. That's what I would do.
If they move Michael, then he's batting fifth. Otherwise, I think he's sixth. It's fifth or sixth. It's just whether or not I think Michael moves to make the fifth spot happen. That's
but if you move Michael, I guess the question is do you move him up to first and then because like here's the thing. If Michael is all of a sudden your leadoff hitter, then I think Jonathan Indy makes way more sense at six. And Cags hits fifth and you move it on. If you're gonna try to keep Indy in the leadoff spot, that's when I'd make the argument as he breaks into the big leagues. I don't want Michael, a guy who has been hitting really well this entire time, further than fifth. So I'd asked earlier in the show, are they willing to kind of make a couple of adjustments to the way they're hitting these guys? Look. I can't ignore this weekend. They just finished playing a Saturday and Sunday series, and they played three games. They lost two out of three against Detroit. It's not the end of the world, but certainly wanted to win two of three instead. Saturday and Sunday, they played back-to-back 1-0 games. So, like, look, if the Royals had won the 1-0 on Sunday, I'd have come in on this show and been like, hey, I'm not going to hear that they won the series. They didn't score. I'm like, well, they scored more than Detroit. Would have probably been my argument and my attitude coming into today because someone in Detroit is having a complaint about how they only got two runs in a two-game series and only got a single win, only gave up two runs in 2 days on Saturday and Sunday and only got one win. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but a lot of this comes back to the same thing. You and I both know that if they had a league average offense, they would probably be 10 games above 500 at this point. They don't. They have one of the league's worst offenses, which is why they're two games above 500 and why they need more of these players to come around at the same time together. Michael had a great month. Waters had a great month. Isbell had a good month. Vinny had a great month. Like, so they had guys who had good months, but
you still have
all come together still.
Yeah, and then you obviously haven't got what you need from Salvi or India. Bobby's going to be fine, but the last month, if you look at his numbers the last month, they are not anywhere near what he has been. So that is how you end up having the offense that the Royals have currently. And Caglione hopefully can help this. I don't think you can ask him to go and save the offense, but can he help assist with that? Can he provide you something different? As in pop, can somebody hit a home run? There's been various numbers that have been thrown out in the last 24 hours about just, you know, putting in perspective even more how bad the power numbers have been. The 9-50 Colorado Rockies, the 9-50 Colorado Rockies have 16 more home runs than the Royals do at this point in time as a team.
And they have the worst 60 game start in Major League Baseball. They're 9-50. They are horrid. Horrid. And look, they can't pitch. And we all know this is not news anyway. The reason why the Royals are still firmly in the mix and don't have to panic and can take their time and all this other stuff is because they arguably, and this depends on how quickly Urshela comes back and Reagan's and Lugo and how they look in their returns, but you can make an argument that in totality, They got the single best pitching staff in all of Major League Baseball.
Are you guys going to put some money on Kags to hit a run? Somebody asked.
Almost assuredly.
Somebody asked what the odds are of him hitting his in his first at bat. They don't have that, but on FanDuel right now,
for tomorrow,
they got plus 450 on FanDuel.
Just for a first at bat home run.
That's not available right now.
They don't know where he's at on the lineup yet. So I will say this, though. We are driving to St. Louis, as we said. So if we are going to make a bet for that, we will have to drive to Illinois. Reminder, Missouri sports betting is obviously not legal yet. So we will have to drive to Illinois if you must make that bet tomorrow.
I just had to bet him to hit a home run before we leave office
today. That also works, too.
You know, before you leave the house later tonight, Gold, before we drive out to St. Louis, you know, just a quick little wager. Cag to hit a homer. I mean, you're 2-for-2 you're 2-for-2 in the first game. You're 2-for-3
I've gone to three Jack Caglione games, and he has...
Homered in two of them.
Yep.
Might as well make it 3 out of 4.
Three would be nice.
Are you going to go next week? You think you'll be there again on Tuesday?
Yes, I have tickets for Tuesday.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all in, man. We're all in at this point in time. Might as well be.
I just like the idea that you have watched Cags in four different cities in a 5-week time period.
That
is impressive. Once a week, you are going to watch Jack Caglione in a different city, roughly on average.
A month ago, if you would have told me.
The only one that was planned was Springfield.
That was it. Yeah.
And then it was so much fun, you're like, I'll make it Omaha.
Yeah, I'm glad Dusty and I went
to Omaha. And then it's so close, we're like, let's go to St. Louis.
We got to Omaha just in time. I mean, seriously, got called up the day after.
Yeah, made it by all of 24 hours.
White Castle in the VW. Let's go.
Jeez.
Somebody trying to catch a ride? Is that what it is?
Yeah, look, I won't eat White Castle in your car. Your car would smell pretty bad on the drive back. You know, my guess is we will end up having to get some food on the drive back Tuesday night because it's going to be midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., whatever.
Coffee, for sure. I'm going to want a coffee. Yeah. I'm going to want this right as we hit the road, coffee, 10 p.m.
You know this. I don't do energy drinks. I told you the one exception for energy drinks, road trips. So tomorrow night, not on the way tonight, but tomorrow night, absolutely road trip. I'll have to have energy drink to start the show on Wednesday too, I'm sure.
You got to make exceptions for the times that we're in those spots. Like when we took the red eye back after the Chiefs Super Bowl win. As a reminder, for all the people, and this is like a quick one. I've seen a lot of people on social media and on the text line saying that they don't want Alex and I anywhere near people. I believe it's because of MacArthur's 9th Infantry. I believe that people think that we are a jinx as it relates to the one time we had shirts printed up for our guy, James MacArthur, who unfortunately did not have a good end of the season and is now since in the middle of a rehab stint, trying to get himself all healed up to hopefully he can join the bullpen again one day. I want to point out that we once went on a road trip to go watch Bobby Witt Jr. It did not seem to slow down his progression. I'm not saying we're responsible. I'm just saying we're not bad luck as it relates to players, Gold.
I think you bucked that whole trend by how Jack Caglione has played.
A couple things, Caglione, also, this show has gone to 3 Super Bowls. Mm. They've won all 3.
Yeah, we are 3-for-3 in Super Bowls.
3-for-3 in Super Bowls. So, no, we're good. I think we're fine at this point in time.
Someone said you guys were unhonorably discharged with that.
Dishonorably? You're giving us a dishonorable discharge?
Unhonorable, but which I guess is the same thing.
I'm just surprised. After things we've said, St. Louis, the fact that this is all starting in St. Louis is just funny on a personal note. I'll just say that. That's just funny.
Up against the Cardinals.
Yeah, up against the Cardinals. I was telling you off air a story about a buddy of mine that's a diehard St. Louis fan, and him and I give him a ton of crap about St. Louis. He got mad about some comments I made about the Blues losing in the Stanley Cup not too long ago, and then now here we are
in St. Louis. You guys will be fine to get home.
Oh, St. Louis is an interesting place. St. Louis is an interesting place.
When's the last time you've been to Busch? It's been a long time for me.
So I never made it to
decade plus.
I never made it to original Busch Stadium. I haven't been to probably Busch Stadium since 2010. It's been a long time. I haven't been inside the city of St. Louis since 2015, 2016.
I went to St. Louis last year for my daughter's dance camp.
Right. That's right. Again, if we were there longer, I'd go to the Hill and get some good Italian food, but we're not going to be there long. This is going to be a very quick in-and-out type of trip.
No, we're going to drive down there, sleep, then we're going to do our show, go cover Jack Caglione in a press box, sit in the stands for a fan as a little bit, and then drive home.
Yeah, update on that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun trip. Two road trips for us in the last. You're not riding with Dusty this time. You've ridden with Dusty and now me.
Mm-hmm.
How was Dusty on the road trip driving? Is he a cruise control guy?
Yeah, of course. Cruise control guy. We had a great time. I'm sure Dusty would attest. It was a great weekend. Good time. Really enjoyed Omaha. Honestly, Omaha was a ton of fun.
Do you like it better than Springfield as a city?
I do. Yeah, I do. Sorry, Springfield. Omaha was
listening. Like the city council of Springfield is listening.
Yes. So, yeah, no, Omaha was a ton of fun. Appreciate the recommendations from some of you that gave us some good spots. Good live music spot we found on Friday night. Awesome. And then Saturday was interesting. We went to a different live music spot, and we didn't stay at that spot as long because it was Cajun style music. You couldn't understand a word they were saying. It was like,
Creole.
Oh, dude, you couldn't understand a word they were saying. So that night we went to a different music spot for that because, I mean, literally, you couldn't. I'm not saying they weren't good, but there's no way you could.
Was the music part entertaining though?
Yes, but just I'm not going to mimic it on air. But like I could.
Seems like you're running into a dicey.
Yeah, but
There's
no way you understood what they said.
Does it sound like the coach from The Waterboy?
It is Ed Orgeron on steroids and not understanding anything while singing.
You know the coach I'm talking about in The Waterboy.
Of course.
I just assume it's like that, but singing. Yes. If you say like thick Creole accent, that's just kind of where like my assumption is.
One of the most impressive bartenders though. So
Flair bartending?
Not in that regard. On Friday night, Dusty and I went to this. There's a tavern down the street from the hotel. And this was the night where they had really good live music. And we weren't there that long. I had a couple drinks, had a tab open, so did Dusty. We left, whatever. We come back Saturday night to the same spot. Okay. We walk in. And the night before, the place was packed. We walk in, go to the bar, and the guy's like, "Hey, Alex, what do you want to drink?" He goes, "Hey, what about you, Dusty?" I'm not even kidding. And we're like, we were both spooked.
Who knows?
We were spooked. I think this guy is just very good with names and faces.
Like, I get it.
There's nothing that happened the night before that would have suggested he should have remembered who we were. It was bizarre. It kind of threw me for a loop. He also looked like the guy, you guys have seen Gone in 60 Seconds. You know, the brother that got in trouble?
Yeah.
The soot back hair that got in trouble?
Giovanni Ribisi? That's the actor.
Is it?
Plays it. I don't know the name.
That's what the bartender looked like. Not the bad guy, but the brother of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Okay, that he's trying to save. Yeah, that guy.
All you guys had to do in the Cajun bar was say a little Le béton roulé. Let the good times roll.
This was
well accepted.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway. Louisiana Kitchen. Right.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
True. We only have a couple minutes left in the show. I wanted to make sure that we don't derail the show. You chose violence on social media yesterday. You, for whatever reason, decided to get people riled up on June 1st about Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. I don't know why we're even trying to compare the two still, frankly. But you did. You did.
Mm. You is it more about tearing down Patrick Mahomes or being happy Joe Burrow doesn't get respect?
You sent out a tweet that said, "I'll get criticized tomorrow, but a real thing that's discussed in KC is bad left tackle play affecting Mahomes' ability to play well. Burrow put up league-leading numbers behind the worst O-line in football in 24 and nearly won a Super Bowl with the third worst." What was the point of the tweet?
I think for people to say that left tackle play is the reason Mahomes is struggling is the same people who would say, "I make excuses for the Bengals." I think it's an excuse for Mahomes, the Chiefs in general, that there's not, amidst a terrible offensive line, and Matt Verderam, as a matter of fact, pointed this out post-Super Bowl, after he discussed Xavier Worthy getting bombs. It's not stopping the Bengals from throwing the ball deep to their star players. Why should it stop the Kansas City Chiefs? Essentially is what he said.
I guess I would say it hasn't stopped them every year. It only stopped them the last two years from getting the ball deep. Correct. And one of those years, they had no good wide receivers. And in year two, all of their good wide receivers were hurt.
And
left tackle play plays a factor, but my guess is they would have thrown the ball down the field more, Drew, had they just had people to throw the ball to, which has not been the case in Cincinnati. They've had Ja'Marr Chase.
Mahomes has had five different left tackles in five Super Bowls and won three of them. Mahomes had the same left tackle that Joe Burrow has had before, Orlando Brown Jr. And Joe Burrow is great. I told you, I think he's the third best quarterback in the league. But we got to stop with this, like, "Well, Joe Burrow was able to do it. How come Mahomes can't do it?" Like, it's ridiculous. What are we doing?
I mean, I think that's the...
He's taken five different left tackles to the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure he's fine at having mediocre to bad, you know, left tackle.
Yeah, I'm just saying it shouldn't limit. The point was mainly about that. The offensive line shouldn't limit, really, in regard. It's not even necessarily It's about the offense and the way that it looks, particularly with Mahomes,
yeah,
obviously.
The Bengals have to get in shootouts because their defense stinks. You would agree.
But it's not about the defense. The
but Chiefs, it has to be. Style of your offense is absolutely reflective sometimes of if you can lean on your defense more than other times.
But
you play to your style of a team. The sure. Chiefs have leaned into a little bit more of what I guess we could somewhat call a conservative offense because
very
they have a defense that is really, really good versus the Bengals. They have to win games 38-35. That's what, and they're going to have to do it again this year, too.
I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, there's a lot of changes with defense. We'll see if the defense... I mean, the defense can't get much worse than what they were.
I mean, if Trey Hendrickson's not there, it can.
I would agree that they're not Super Bowl contenders. They have no chance of it if he's not on the field. I think that...
He's still currently a member of the Cincinnati Bengals, but he doesn't super happy about it.
He technically is going to be a member all the way up until next year at this same time or until April at this same time. It's just a matter of whether or not he's playing for him or he's...
Yeah, it's just that we've seen, like, Patrick Mahomes has thrown for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. So, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not like we've never seen it from him.
I know, but
and
again,
he's actually won. Like, say,
over the last 3 years, they've been putting up the same statistical numbers on aggregate. So,
again,
like, they've both been playing with troubled offensive lines. It hasn't stopped Mahomes any more than it stopped Joe Burrow from putting up
the numbers. I just think that for the amount of people that complain that I make excuses, I think people make a lot of excuses for Patrick Mahomes. In the fact of the weapons or the offensive line play, where I think you can overcome that, even bad offensive line play, if you're the Chiefs. And I think Mahomes has the talent to do
And he's done it.
But
I think he has overcome it, just not statistically over the last 2 years. And I think they're just taking that with the wins.
Sure,
this is a fantasy football conversation, I think
that's why you can look at the... Is Mahomes actually... That's, you know, I think he...
It sounds like you think that Joe Burrow might actually be better than Patrick Mahomes. That's kind of what you're saying.
I think he's as good as he is because there's I don't think there's anything that Patrick Mahomes does that Joe Burrow can't also do, and vice versa.
All right.
Except to win games, I guess.
I mean, again, though, heaven forbid I make something that would be considered an excuse, but, you know, the organization and the defense.
But you made a lot of excuses for Joe Burrow.
I'll go ahead and
say. So are we allowed excuses or not?
I don't think so. That's why I'm not mentioning them. Otherwise,
but why'd you keep mentioning their defense and how bad it is?
I mean, you can also use an excuse to say the Chiefs are really good because of the defense and not because of Patrick Mahomes necessarily over the last
You are right, Drew. They have three rings. You're right. They have three rings, not because of Patrick Mahomes at all. You're right.
I didn't say that.
It's Chris Jones.
That's all.
I didn't say that. All the pieces have to come together, which is why the Chiefs, again, this is why the Chiefs are the dynasty that they are, because all the pieces come together. Mahomes early on, now it's everybody included, then it's the defense. This is why they've been able to exist as long as they have, because Brady wasn't putting up the best numbers. People still consider him the best quarterback, which I think was debatable. Just because Tom won, I mean, you can say they're the best quarterback, the best winning quarterback.
I honestly, I'm not even trying to be like truly, like I think we are having like Joe Burrow in today's day and age, we talk about fantasy football and stats. Yeah, Joe Burrow next year is going to be an unbelievable fantasy football quarterback, and he probably will be a better fantasy football quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. But who gives a bleep? Because that's you're arguing basically like who's going to have the flashier stats next year, and nobody cares.
But if the Bengals win and Joe Burrow doesn't put up as good of numbers, then people are going to say that Joe Burrow is overrated and is not as good, which I think is BS.
Again, this is why I think we finally got to the bottom of this. You want Joe Burrow mentioned the exact same way as Patrick Mahomes, and that's just never going to happen for me.
Unless he starts winning Super Bowls.
I mean, if he starts winning Super Bowls, I think he enters the conversation. I think he should already be over Josh Allen because he's done more than Josh Allen has in his whole career, other than winning MVP, which last year was BS.
Other than winning MVP, that's a big other.
He's also thrown for less yards and touchdowns.
Lamar Jackson should have won that MVP last year. We all can agree Josh Allen should not have an MVP. It should have been Lamar.
Tomorrow, we're back at it. We will be in St. Louis. We're driving in a couple hours. We'll be in St. Louis. It'll be CAGS Day here on Cody and Gold. Hope you guys have a good rest of the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.